Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Tuesday, July 13th, 2021. So, did you do the crossword?
Yes, I did.
And did you find it an uplifting experience?
It was out of the park.
Out of the park. There were a lot of baseball theme clues.
Yes.
So... You were probably in your element.
I do like baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, in honor of the All-Star Game, I'm assuming, they had a baseball-themed puzzle where four of the clues were just little sayings that related to baseball. And I never really thought about the fact that there are quite a few little sayings related to baseball, like 18 across... the clue was address every aspect of something, cover all the bases. So, or 28 across, immediately, right off the bat. So, and they also had out of left field and whole new ball game.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. And I just checked, and the American League is winning 2-0 at this time.
At this moment. Okay, well, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have kill the ump.
No.
I guess they couldn't figure out a way to work that in.
No.
Probably.
That's a little too baseball. Maybe.
Yes, right. Yeah, these are a little bit more general than that.
Uh-huh. So, anyway, we do relate baseball to many aspects of our lives, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well. Yeah, well, I didn't find this too difficult, I guess. I did it in 16 minutes and 27 seconds.
Mm-hmm. I did it in 24 minutes and 19 seconds, but I have to confess, I did it with our daughter.
Ah.
Not because she's here. We did it over the phone.
Okay.
Which always takes a little longer.
Right.
but no, I didn't think it was too hard. Although it did have some kind of, maybe more difficult words than you would typically see on a Tuesday, like 33 across, proficient,
adroit. That's one of my favorite words.
Uh-huh. And 42 across, babe in the woods. I put fawn for that, but it turned out to be knave.
I put down waif, and I don't even know if that's a word.
Yeah, it is, waif.
What's the difference between a waif and a knave?
Oh, I think of waif, you think of some, like a child in poverty. You know, like they have nothing.
Oh, and
whereas
this one's...
a naif is one who is
naive.
Just naive, yeah.
Yes, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then our daughter took a little bit of an opposition to 34 across, supervillain in Marvel Comics.
Ares.
And she's like, well, no, Ares was the villain in
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman movie, and she is not Marvel, I guess.
So Ares has a flexible contract. He can work for either Marvel or DC.
Well, she was Googling something as we were talking about it, and she said, "Oh yeah, he was."
He was a villain. He was an enemy of Thor.
Enemy of Thor.
Right.
Enemy of Thor and enemy of Wonder Woman. So yeah, he can be Marvel or
DC.
DC.
Yeah. So. Sort of a freelancer, as
yes,
it were.
I guess.
A free whatever weapon it is that Ares would use.
Uh-huh.
Free battle axer.
Whatever. He must be very bad. he could be a villain in so many different realms.
I believe he was a villain in Marvel and then at some point stopped being a villain.
Oh.
So maybe he reformed or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was impressed with 35 across, one way up a mountain. The answer was T-bar.
Right, yeah.
So I've decided now that T-bar is the official transportation mode for going up a mountain of the New York Times.
Uh-huh.
I've done extensive research, and you will be glad to know that in the, it has been used 258 times.
Oh, my.
And 122 times during the shorts era.
Wow.
It was used today.
Yeah.
It was used last Tuesday.
Yeah,
it was used in May. It was used in March. It was used in January, November, and September. Twice in September of last year. It just shows up a lot.
Uh-huh. Now, why do you suppose that is? T T-bar.
Because there's something about, I presume that when people are writing these, they are using software to help in some areas.
Uh-huh.
And the software, whatever that algorithm is, must just find that a very desirable word to use.
Uh-huh.
You know, because, I mean, they need a T and a B.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you going to do if you have a T and a B next to each other?
Uh-huh.
It's call in the T-bar.
Right, right. Although B is not as common a letter used in crosswords. But, you know, that T-bar is very close to the word czar, T-S-A-R, which is used quite often as well.
That's true.
T-S-A and R, those are all very commonly used
mm-hmm.
letters. So yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah, just to research that. So czar has been used 279 times
uh-huh.
during the shorts era as opposed to 122. So it's actually way more popular.
Uh-huh.
So the official autocrat of the New York Times is the czar.
Czar, spelled with a T.
Spelled with a T, yes.
So, but, you know, between the two of them, T-bar and czar, you've got quite a few entries of two very, very similar
words. It'd be fun if
words.
They could get like T-bar and czar and then czar spelled the other way. And we need Jeff Chen in on this to make this all happen.
Uh-huh.
For 12 down, let's see, 12 down, camper's annoyance. I initially put down mosquitoes.
Oh.
Like confidently I wrote that down, but I had to change it entirely. It turned out it was insect bite.
Yes, it was.
And, you know, I had mosquitoes, but then 11 across was bro and sis.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, oh, that's got... And I knew that it started with an S because 11 down was sail the seven blank C's.
Uh-huh.
So it's just like, okay, it can't be an M. You know, you always get that point in the crossword where it's just like, it's got to go.
Yep.
And so I said goodbye to mosquitoes, which fitted so nicely.
Mm-hmm.
For a six down kind of pitcher, I knew it started with an R, and I went for righty.
Oh.
But then it turns out that relief is probably a more official.
Yes, relief pitcher.
They probably don't call right-handers righties.
No. And then, you know, they had pitchers at 65 across. Which were yours.
Yes.
A different kind of pitcher.
That is true, yes. I miss that. In fact, I think the entire baseball theme may have, I may have missed all of that.
Uh-huh.
So it's just like, whatever, cover all the bases, okay.
Mm-hmm. Another unusual word was 25 down, attack with a low flyover, strafe.
Right.
I don't know that I've ever seen strafe in a crossword.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of unusual.
Yeah, it's definitely rare.
Uh-huh. And then 40 down, happen to poetically
befallen. Yes.
So again, you know, like you were saying on yesterday, maybe Monday is the start of a trend. I'm beginning to think you're right, because as Tuesday goes, I thought this was a little harder than your typical Tuesday. Just because it had some unusual words in it.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays can mm-hmm. sometimes surprise you.
Yep.
41 across, when you look at the answer, chemo, K-E-M-O, mm-hmm. it just looks like a terrible spelling mistake,
mm-hmm.
but it's blank Sabi, the Lone Ranger to Tonto, chemo Sabi.
Right. Chemo Sabi.
So I'm hoping that's not some sort of an insult. I presume they would have researched that before they'd put it in.
No, uh-huh. I was going to ask you, what is chemo Sabi?
I don't know. The Far Side once had a solution to that. But 30 down was early record player. And I started off with phonograph,
mm-hmm.
but it turned out it was gramophone.
Right.
So I wasn't even close. And it's gramophone.
Yeah, I put an A there, gramophone.
Right.
But it's gramophone.
Yeah, well, it certainly sounds like ah.
Mm-hmm.
But... the very first clue, transform as from one being into another. The answer was morph.
Uh-huh.
Did you get that right off?
Sarah did.
Okay.
Our daughter, Sarah. Yeah, I'm like, oh, what could that be? And she said, I think it's morph. And I'm like, oh, you're right.
I just wasn't ready for that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, that didn't seem like a Tuesday clue either.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So... And yeah, so, 43 across, we would be remiss if we did not mention that. Not off one's rocker, ? And the answer was seated. So.
Mm-hmm. Which crossed with 43 down, piece of pub furniture, stool.
Yes, so that was nicely
something
done.
You can be seated on.
Mm-hmm. By the way, listeners, for those of you who are relatively new at solving the crossword, when you see a clue that has a question mark, so in 43 across in this case, not if it just said not off one's rocker, then you might think insane or crazy, but it said not off one's rocker with a question mark. So it's implying there's going to be something funny, a little bit punny about this clue, and indeed seated is an example of that. So
when you're not off your rocker.
When you're not off your rocker, you're seated. Mm-hmm. So, and 62 across, let's see, what was that? Awesome. I put down super because I had it starting with an S.
Oh, uh-huh.
But it turns out it was sweet.
Yep.
So, yes, and this was a sweet crossword.
Yes, it was.
And it was written by, let's see, who did this? Bruce Haight, H-A-I-G-H-T, mm-hmm. edited as always by Will Shorts.
Very good.
So, yeah.
Nice job.
Mm-hmm. So, I think that's it for today, except for the fact that it is Triplet Tuesday. So, I think hopefully everyone by now knows how Triplet Tuesday works, so we won't spend a lot of time on the rules. If you don't know how it works, just listen and you'll be able to figure it out quite easily. So I am ready for Triplet Tuesday.
Okay, I'm going to give you three clues, and you must guess the three-letter answer.
Yep.
Okay, first one. Clue number one, where the Cimarron flows.
Where the Cimarron. How do you spell that?
C-I-M-M-A-R-O-N.
Wow. Boy, that sounds like something out of Lord of the Rings. you must not cross the Cimarron at night. C-S-E-A.
No.
Okay.
Home of the National Teachers Hall of Fame.
Oh, my gosh. Home of the National Teachers Hall of Fame. A three-letter answer.
National was abbreviated.
Thank you. Okay, National Teachers Hall of Fame. Where would they be? Oh, I don't know. BOSS, B-O-S.
Nope.
Okay.
TOTO State abbreviation.
CAN.
K-A-N, that's it.
Right.
Very good.
So what was the Cimarron?
It's a river.
In Kansas?
Yep.
You're expecting me to know that? Of course, that was the hardest clue.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay,
it was.
Well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Number two. Uppercut target.
Abs.
No.
Pec.
Nope.
Uppercut target. Jab.
No.
Jaw.
Jaw, yeah.
Ooh, sorry, I
gave you too many times to answer that.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, it is jaw.
Okay.
Another clue for jaw is talk, talk, talk.
Uh-huh, that's good.
And the last one I had was Leno's got a big one.
Oh, okay.
Jaw.
Nice.
Okay. Be a couch potato, say.
Sit.
No.
Be a couch potato. Bake. No, that's okay. I'll just do one answer per. I think we should do it that way.
Yes, I do.
Sit.
Too.
Yeah, sorry, I just got carried away. It's too much fun. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sit is wrong. Be a couch potato.
Okay, second one. Carrot, briefly.
Carrot?
Mm-hmm.
Briefly. Car. Wait. Carrot is veg.
Yes.
Oh, veg. Yes, got it.
V-E-G.
Right.
The last one was not animal or mineral, abbreviated. Oh, vegetable.
Vegetable.
Or veg.
All right.
Very good. You got them.
I survived Triplet Tuesday.
Yes, you did.
Woohoo. Ooh, all right. I love that. All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for listening. I hope you're enjoying these podcasts. As usual, if you are, drop us a line. You know what? We did get email from one listener, but we're going to keep everybody in suspense because we've already hit the 15-minute mark here. So we will go ahead and read that tomorrow. And so you've got two reasons now to listen tomorrow. First of all, for our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword, and to hear about this email.
All right.
So thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Bye-bye.